Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Hei, Bechoros 35a, pagination is 69. We'll start with the Mishnah at the top of the page on the fourth line. Maisa, there was an incident. Bezachar shal rechelim zaking by an old ram. Vesairo meduldal, it's here, was dangling, was noticeably unkempt, that it was elderly and had never been shorn because it was a bechor, firstborn, and they were waiting for a mum, for a blemish to occur, and it didn't happen. So the animal was already elderly. V'ra'ahu kastor echod, and a certain official saw this animal. V'omar, and he said, Mativo Shalze, what's this all about? Why don't they shecht it? Why don't they eat it? What's going on? Omrulo, they said to him, they explained, Bechorhu, it's a firstborn animal, ve'ino nishchat elim kenoye bomum, and it's not able to be used until it gets a blemish. So this castor went ahead, notal pigim v'tzora mozno. He gave it a blemish in its ear. Uvamaisa lefnei chachamim vihitiro. And the chachamim got the question, and they allowed the animal to now be shecht because it has a mum. Now, we know that if the mum is done intentionally, we're not going to be able to rely on it. You still have to wait for another mum, as we discussed in the last session. But as we'll see, this is regarded as unintentional. Presumably he thought he was like playing a little bit of a game. In Rashi's words, Hare ein loma sheoved kochov mazel la'atiro niskaven, he did not intend it to become permitted. He doesn't know that when you purposely do a mum, then you can do a shechita. He probably thinks that it has to happen naturally. So then why did he do it? Perhaps a little bit aggressively. Oh, you want a mum? I can give you a mum. Easy to do. And he doesn't realize that he's actually doing something that will satisfy the requirement. And therefore, it's considered unintentional. Ve'itiro, and they allowed the animal to be shecht. Va'achar she'itiro, but after they allowed it, holach, he went, ve'tzirim ba'ozne b'choros acherim, and he started doing this on other animals. Firstborn animals that he now was very knowledgeable about, and he knew that they need a mum, so he starts doing the mum. So it gets a little bit confusing. Is this guy our friend? Is he not our friend? What is his story? A number of places in Shas, this word kastor comes up, but generally it's not viewed as a favorable relationship. He's a powerful person of position, person to be reckoned with. In any case, when he first did it, it was, I guess, like a practical joke. Now he starts doing it. Is he trying to help us? Says the Gemara Va'asru. They forbade the following animals that he impacted from using that mum as a justification to shecht, because at that point, he was doing it purposely, and that's the case of the Knas, that we do not reckon with such a mum. Pamachas, there was also an incident. Ayutinokos misachkim besoda, there were some children playing in the field. Vikashu zinvei taloim zeboze, and they tied the tails of sheep with each other. Now, I mean, we might want to have a word with their parents, but in any case, this is what they did. V'nifsika zinavo shal echad mehem, and the tail of one of them got pulled off. To us, this is, I guess, odd, but such things can happen. The book Incredible, about Rabbi Wallace, describes a story where the father was engaged in a argument, in a showdown with the Nazi after the war, and he took hold of the Nazi's ears and pulled and actually ripped the ear off. The Nazi needed to be taken to the hospital to be stitched up, and then they brought him back to the courtroom and they ordered him hung for being a Nazi, for whatever his history was and his impact and the number of people killed because of him. But the tail, in our case, got pulled off. V'arehu b'chor, and it happened to have been that it was a b'chor. It was a firstborn animal. So this was actually in some way beneficial to the owner, that now the animal had a non-life-threatening mum. It's not a treifa, but it's able to be shecht. And the chacham got the question, and they allowed it because it was unintentional. So some people saw that it permitted the animal. So they went to the Bechor corral, and they started tying the tails together, hoping to get the same result. Va'asru, and the Chachamim forbade those, even if it would happen, the tail would be pulled off, but now already it's intentional. Let's move to the next Mishnah, just at the end of the smaller lines. Hayu Bechor rot radfo, if this firstborn animal was chasing a person, bo'ato va'asobamum, he kicked the animal to push it away, and he ended up making a mum in the animal, and presumably other applications, he threw something at it. Hareze shochtem alof, you could now shecht the animal if it has a mum, because that's considered unintentional. He didn't do it in order to get a mum so that he could shecht it. He did it because there was a situation that demanded action. The Gemara tells us on the first wide line, Ika da Amri, there are those that say, Amar Rav Papa, in the name of Rav Papa, Lotema b'sha'as redifa, in Aval Shalom b'sha'as redifa lo, this should not be understood as being limited to the case where he's actually actively chasing the person, and the person acted in self-defense, but not afterwards, if you kicked it. Ela afilu la'acha redifa nami. Rav Papa held in this Ika de Amri, even if it happened after the chasing, and you gave the animal a good kick, my taima, it would still count as a mum. Tsa'arehu de midkar, the person is remembering the pain that this animal caused him, and he's not intending it in order to achieve a mum. In halacha, Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Dalid, we indeed see the Mechaber Paskin leniently, as this Ika Da Amri of Rav Papa describes, Afilu Boat Bo La'achar Shenitzal Mimenu, even if the kick occurred after you were already saved, that would also count as a mum. Tsarehu de kamidkar, he's remembering the pain. He's not doing it because he wants to cause the Bechor to be permitted. And therefore, it's not included in this knas that the rabbi said, that even though it now has a mum, but that mum doesn't count because of the way it was obtained, that would be considered a legitimate mum. The Ramon Shin Yud Gimel Beis writes, Ovikochava Mesiach Lefitumo, a non-Jew who says, by way of discussion, Shai Yisrael Tzivehu, that the Jew commanded him to do the mum, Osur, that's going to be forbidden. And the Mefarshim grapple with it and wonder why, if the non-Jew says, does it become a forbidden situation? What happens if the Jew contradicts him and says, I never told you to do it? So the Shach comments that there's a certain Omer Hadas. Why would a non-Jew go and start cutting and making mumim in people's animals? So when he says, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, that he was never told to do it, we believe him. Why in the world is he making a mum in someone's animal? Another thing to consider in understanding this Ramah is that fundamentally, the person went and did a mum. The question is, did he do it for our benefit or did he not do it for our benefit? Really doesn't matter if we asked him to do it. If he did it for our benefit, like we saw in the Mishnah, after he saw that the first animal became permitted, then he went around and started doing more. There's no mention in the Mishnah that we asked him to. He simply did it, and that's forbidden, because that's obtaining a mum in a bad way, and that mum doesn't count. We're back to the waiting period of any bechor. If you have an Akum who says, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, I was instructed to do it, it might not matter at all whether the Yisrael really did instruct him or did not instruct him or says he didn't instruct him. The fact that the Akum, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, reveals to us that his understanding was that he was instructed. So he was doing it for our benefit, in whatever way we arrive at that, but he was doing it for our benefit, then it fits in to the second case of the Mishnah, where the first mum that the Akum did, we accepted to permit the Bechor. But following that, when he did additional mumin, that did not work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.